And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Pedagogy Lab program seeks students, beginning students, ages 5 through 8. If you're interested and you'd like to register your child, contact Dr. Susanna Garcia in the UL School of Music. Her telephone number is 482-5205. The UL Lafayette Friends of the Humanities will offer a books and film class this spring. This spring, it will be taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson, and the title of the class is Faulkner and Flannery, Exploring the Southern Gothic. The class will be held Wednesdays, January 22nd through February 19th in Griffin Hall, room 201. For more information or to register, you can contact Dr. Mary Ann Wilson in the English department directly, and she'll help you with that registration. The Hilliard University Art Museum opens several exhibits this month, including Richard Landry, 1970s New York City downtown artists. He is an artist and a musician and took so many photographs and performed with so many musicians and artists when he lived in New York. That exhibit will be up at the Hilliard through May 17th. For more information about the exhibits opening this month, their website is HilliardMuseum.org. And this, in Lake Charles at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center, several exhibits have opened that will be up through this month and next. An exhibit of Julia Caroline Youngblood and Bill Owen's Suburbia, which is on a national tour now. Some classic black and white photographs of suburbia in the 60s. Just amazing. And local artist Jessica Gale has an exhibit as well. That's in Lake Charles at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center. This Friday, Jazz at the Center will present Luciana Souza and her quintet at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will be a jazz club cabaret style seating. Tickets are available through their website, but they have only a handful left. You can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts.org. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will take place every Saturday at the Horse Farm, and there are musicians leading jam sessions from 9 to 11 each week. This Saturday, Diego Martin Perez and Sam Giarusso will be leading the Cajun Jam. All are invited to bring their instruments or just sit and listen to the musicians. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will take place this Saturday at the Horse Farm. And in the following weeks, Dirk Powell, January 25th, will be leading the jam. On February 1st, Ryan Brunet and Christine Balfa. There will be an Arbor Day celebration at the Louisiana State Arboretum this Saturday, January 18th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, you can go to their website, you can go to lastateparks.com or louisianaarboretum.wordpress.com. And of course, the Trees Acadiana group will be having a planting this Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Stop by their Facebook page, Trees Acadiana, to find out more details. Auditions will be held this evening for the stage play Chez Giselle. Auditions at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette will start at 6:30. French classes will be offered this spring by Alliance Française de Lafayette. You can email them, aflafayette@gmail.com, to find out more about courses being offered this spring. And there will be a new series at Vermilionville called Les Mains Guidées every month, which will celebrate local artisans and their crafts on the second Tuesday of every month. Find out more by going to their website or Facebook page. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will perform monthly at Theater 810. Their next show is tomorrow evening, 7:30, Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 484-0172. There are only 50 seats in the theater, so you can take a chance on getting a ticket at the door, but you may want to reserve a ticket. The play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest will open on Friday. It will be directed by Scott Grimion, and we'll be speaking with them later this week about that play. And for information on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in, and you can either listen to archived material there or download it for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top, and at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10, and Ajahma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.